I have a newfound respect for Ringo, the drummer from the Beatles. I've been a Beatles fan off and on, mostly on, for as long as I can remember, really, even before I was really aware that many of the songs that I liked were actually Beatles songs. And I'm also a Lennon and McCartney fan, to a lesser extent George Harrison. But I must admit, like many people, I think I devalued the contribution that Ringo made to the group. Partly because I thought that the group treated Pete Best poorly. What that's got to do with Ringo. If anything, I should blame John Paul and George for that. But somehow that sort of odour of what happened to Pete Best sort of hung around Ringo, at least in my head. But over recent years, despite his rather strange proclamation to his fans to stop writing letters to him, I think he said it in a very nice way, or at least as nice as he could, but it came across as a little eccentric. But that aside, I recently was given as a gift the Beatles Rock Band. I'm not generally speaking into rock band games, you know, or the equivalent on the iPhone and iPod Touch, the Tap Tap games. These are the games where you basically just sort of, in the rhythm to the music, press out increasingly complicated patterns on either your controller or a guitar controller or a drum controller. I never quite understood them. They kind of looked like fun, kind of like those Dance Dance Revolution games, but like the Dance Dance Revolution games, I always thought I'd look a bit of a twonk if I actually tried to play them. And I probably do look like a twonk playing the Beatles, but the fact that I'm a big Beatles fan, and the fact that this release of the game, from the research I did on it, looked like a lot of work had been done on it. I think working on the game's audio content was part of the recent remastering of all the Beatles albums. So they had access to at least the later albums, all of the multi-track recordings. They weren't multi-track, the early stuff. So my love of Beatles and their music trumped my reluctance to ever play this sort of game. Having said that, if they bring out a Dance Dance Beatles, I don't think my love of the Beatles will trump my unwillingness to look foolish playing Dance Dance Beatles. Hopefully they'd never bring out such a thing. But anyway, I've got the drum controller, and as well as the guitar controller, which I haven't really used yet, but I've worked my way through the easy, medium, and I've now started the hard levels on playing the drums with the Beatles. And to anyone, I'm sure that if there are drummers out there or people who understand music better than I do, this is probably stating the bleeding obvious, but for me it's a revelation. I mean, I knew he was a talented drummer, but here I am, struggling on the hard level, which is not Ringo level by any means, struggling. I mean, I think I'm a coordinated guy with a good understanding of music and beats. Well, at least I like to think of myself like that, but it's been a humbling experience, even at the medium level. Playing along with Ringo, or trying to keep up, I should say, with Ringo Starr. It's really hard. There are lots of jokes in the music industry about drummers. Most of the sort of, you know, stupid jokes that one hears in other industries, like in the film industry, they're often told about grips. These are the jokes people tell about drummers. You know, I didn't want to be a musician, so I became a drummer, that sort of thing. I'm not sure if I'll ever be able to tell those sorts of jokes anymore after having actually had this tiny, tiny little dipping of my toe into the world of being a drummer. I'm not suggesting for one minute that the five drum pads on the Beatles drum kit in any way approaches the complexity of a real drum kit. There are no cymbals, for example. You don't do anything with your left foot, etc., etc. Plus, you can only hit them. You can't do any of the more advanced techniques that I know that drummers do. You know, hitting different parts of the drum and that sort of thing. So after having done this, it's sobering. So if there are any drummers out there who listen to this, if one of the three people who listen to these happens to be a drummer, I apologise for any jokes I've ever told about drummers. And if you're the sort of person that tells jokes about drummers or has contempt for drummers, try walking a mile in their shoes. It's really hard. But like I say, perhaps for a lot of people this is the bleeding obvious. But for me, it was a revelation. Ringo rocks. I even like some of his songs, but not Yellow Submarine.